All right, welcome everyone. I want to welcome everybody to our regular Park and Rec meeting. Tonight is Thursday, August 17th, 2017, at the Veterans Memorial Building, 6 p.m. And anytime anybody's interested, they're always welcome to come down. We enjoy your comments, and we enjoy looking out and seeing people in the audience. And I want to welcome everybody there on TV land. I know you're all out there watching that, and we thank you for that. We have a quorum. So I would like to take a moment of silence, please. Thank you. And, oh, just in time. Here comes our flag. Oh, he's going to stand and hold it. Ooh. Okay. Michelle, would you like to lead us, help us with the pledge?
Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everybody at home, be seated. Do we have any announcements from our commissioners? Down at this end, anybody? Any announcements? No?
Yeah, I'll look, give you a little announcement. We are moving forward pretty well on the bocce ball courts. So I met with Kurt today and got all the information as far as costs, as far as materials and things. Now we're just trying to locate a contractor. So that's on my next little step starting tomorrow.
All right. We're always excited to have new events in the city. So that's fantastic. And I have one little announcement. It's something different. We have a city council member in the audience, so this is a put a bug in his ear. I know they're working on marijuana taxing, and we thought it'd be nice if the park was kind of throwing a little cash our way in case it all comes together. So I just want to throw that out there for the city council to debate. All right. So I want to throw.
Got one other.
Oh, one more. Hold on.
How could I forget pickleball? We actually had a pickleball tournament, a one-day tournament, on July 2nd, and it was a fun tournament. We had 48 players involved. A lot of people came out and got emails from different people saying it was probably one of the best tournaments they'd ever played in all the organization. We had a great group. Nancy Foley was the tournament director, and she did a phenomenal job. So, and even like yesterday, I was out at the courts, and I was really, really happy to see this. At 4 o'clock, the courts were full. So there was, and people waiting to play. So besides in the morning, 9 to 12, it's full. So it's, and people coming out in from all over. So
good. Glad to see you're using our facilities, making it.
Yeah. Yeah, it really
make
is.
It worthwhile, yes. Great. All right, I would like to turn it back to staff for any comments.
Yes, we just have a few announcements, some upcoming programs. Our Labor Day softball tournament is going to be on Labor Day weekend. We are still taking some registration. The tournament will be Saturday and Sunday. We do see teams coming over from the Valley for that event. So that is going to be happening that weekend. We're also taking registration right now for our NFL flag football program. So it's open to boys and girls in 2nd through 8th grade. So please come on out and register. NFL flag football is a non-contact program. So learn how to play football, but risk of injuries is a lot less. We are also looking for referees for soccer as well as referees for flag football. So if you're 14 years of age and older, please come see us at the recreation office, and we will get you going.
Sounds neat. Sounds like things are moving along there. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mr. Carmichael, do you have an announcement?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pardon me.
Sure. Yeah, I want to ask a question on the softball tournament.
Yes.
Is there a limit on the number of teams in the tournament, and does the tournament also play day and night?
We our limit is 24 teams, and it's a double elimination tournament for us to get all the way through to Monday. We have not seen a full tournament in the last few years because ASA and some of the other softball associations have world champions and championship play, so our tournament numbers have dwindled a little bit, but we will still see between 12 and 18 teams that will be coming here. So we'll be playing all day Saturday, all day Sunday, most likely. Yes, we have lights. Yeah, we have lights. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few. I'll start with our Youth Services Division. And our Kids Club program, our Kids Camp just wrapped up their summer program, very successful, roughly eight weeks of programming, of some fantastic trips that they took. Busy place. One of their favorite visits was to our Rockies Teen Center and Skate Park, so right in our own backyard, and the kids really enjoyed that one, so we'll see if we can increase that next year, along with the Ravine Water Park. And let's see, what else did they do? Some kayaking in the bay. So a lot of fun activities for the kids over the summertime. Along with that, our teen center, the Rockies Teen Center, the hours are now changing from summer to back to school time. So moving from the 1 to 5 time frame, which we offer in the summer, Monday through Saturday, to back to 3 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday as well. So just wanted to make that announcement. Just a quick update also on our community activities guide. We've got the information out to our printer, so he's putting that together, formatting and getting some ad sales out there. So if you have a business who's looking to advertise in our community activities guide, please get in touch with Tom Hay of Hay Printing. He's got a few more spots available and open. We should see that document hit the streets, I'm going to conservatively say, in October. Just a little bit behind right now. Let's see. Also, just to bring you guys up to speed here with our hiring, we've been short-staffed a bit, so we do have some movement on our hiring of our part-time office help. We'll be looking at picking up somebody to replace a vacant position in our front office. Also, looking to pick up an individual to help Karen with sports coordinating. And we are preparing to hire for our lifeguards and aquatic coordinator for the swimming pool that's coming up online, and that's an item in our I think C2 tonight that we can discuss a little more in depth. We did want to discuss a bit about the parks tour, and if we wanted to talk about that took place last month, and then we did not have a quorum for that, but the two of your commissioners did attend along with the Public Works Advisory Board, and we did about an hour and a half tour of our parks and some of the streets as well. So it was successful, nice to look around, and is a good group of folks that attended. A couple of citizens too jumped on the trolley too, so it was nice. I also want to take a second to introduce a young man that's working with us this summer as a Cal Poly intern. Zach Barkas is down at the end of the table here, and this will be Zach's the final step to complete his degree with Cal Poly. An internship is a part of the requirements for graduation. So he chose us, and we're happy to have him on board. He's been working with the Community Activities Guide, as well as putting together a grant manual, which we can use in the future. And he's going to try to get a grant application submitted as well before he takes off the end of this month. And then other miscellaneous things that we all get to throw at him, or other areas that he wanted to assist with, such as the Rock to Pier Run. I think he had another one, didn't we, Zach? What'd you do? Zach, your turn.
Yeah, I helped out a little bit of research on the pool, helped put together a survey they're going to be sending out. And like you said, other various tasks that came up. Anything that's appointed? Yeah.
I told him we'd get him on the microphone tonight, you know, just to see how he did. So, yeah, did fine. So that's all I have for announcements. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. Well, welcome, Zach.
Thank you.
And remind everybody that we are always open to anybody who wants to sponsor any of the programs. You know, it's a good way to get your name out there in front of the community and help the community out at the same time. So if you want to sponsor anything, jump right out there and contact our Park and Rec Department, and they'll show you where to go.
And Chair Swain, we also have a video from the Junior Lifeguard Program, that we also wanted to show during announcements so people can see what our kids are doing during the summer out there in the ocean. So
fantastic.
So
yeah.
Give me a second to get that queued up. Alrighty. And we'll get that going.
We'll play a little music while you're waltzing over there. Yeah.
Skip said he'd sing.
I know the junior lifeguard is always a great program. I mean, it's just tremendous and great experience for kids to learn how to swim, go out around the rock, and just a great experience for future in their life.
Matter of fact, this is our 25th anniversary this summer, 25 years of this program being in operation.
Fantastic.
Here we go. So it starts out with the foghorn.
Okay, roll them.
levanto comigo, eu calo comigo, eu canto, eu bato em um papo, eu bato em um ponto, eu tomo um drink, eu fico tão com Deus, me grito com Deus, me levanto comigo, eu calo comigo, eu canto, eu bato em um papo, eu bato em um ponto, eu tomo um drink, eu fico tonto. Com Deus me levanto comigo, eu calo comigo, eu canto, eu bato em um papo, eu bato em um ponto, eu tomo um drink, eu fico tonto. Com Deus me deito, com Deus me levanto comigo, eu calo comigo, eu canto, eu bato em um papo, eu bato em um ponto, eu tomo um drink, eu fico tonto. Com Deus me deito, com Deus me levanto comigo, eu calo comigo, eu canto, eu bato em um papo, eu bato em um ponto, eu tomo um drink, eu fico tonto.
Com Deus me levanto comigo, eu calo comigo, eu canto, eu bato em um papo, eu bato em um ponto, eu tomo um drink, eu fico tonto.
Fantastic. About how many children were or young adults participated?
We have a limit of 80 per session, and we filled two sessions full. So
fantastic.
Both sessions of 80.
And just want to just say all those activities that we saw, the kids jumping off of the rocks and all that kind of stuff and off the pier, they were done supervised. Please don't try this on your own, only under supervision. And thank you to the Harbor Department for also taking the kids out on the sleds and on the boat. They got to see whales when they were out there that time. So, again, thank you for everybody for doing that. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of great
It looked like they were having a blast.
Yes.
Yes. Any comments on the video? No? Okay. I think I'll open it now to public comment. I think we have somebody who would like to speak to us. Please state your name and address, please.
AGP is coming to assist me. My name is Joan Solu, and I'm a resident of Morro Bay. And before I really get started, I just want to say thanks to Karen and Kirk for the excellent staff. I have four sons, three of which went through the junior lifeguarding program here. All of them participated all the way through, including at the Boulder Bash, which is the annual surf contest that takes place at the end of the season. So always fun to see those clips like that, because I got to tell you, excellent staff out there, and developing that junior lifeguards program really helps to develop a lifelong love of the ocean and respect for the beach, and that's great when you're living in a coastal state like California. So anyhow, I am here this evening, again, Joan Solu, and I'm here this evening to speak to you regarding the Historical Society of Morro Bay request on your current agenda. We are requesting the renaming of an open space park to be recognizing Franklin Riley, who is a historic figure for the community of Morro Bay, the first developer and the first person to actually put a plot map together for our community. So a little bit about Franklin Riley Park. Some community members going back to about the 50th year celebration, which occurred about 4 years ago. One of the ideas that came out during that concept year for celebrating our beautiful community and the history of it being incorporated 100 years ago was to recognize that exactly 150 years earlier, from our 50th year of incorporation, 150 years before that, Franklin Riley had come here and actually started the beginning of what was the foundation of our community. His original homestead is believed to be up in this park area that we are requesting a renaming of. And that idea of naming a park after Mr. Riley came forward through those 50th meetings and actually was the brainchild of Councilman Brett Davis. Who Franklin Riley was, I told you a bit about him. Although he adopted three children, he had none of his own, and his life is a bit of a mystery. There is not a lot of written recordings or photos of the man. And as a matter of fact, this one makes him look rather surly, although I do understand he was a very giving man and gave many of the eucalyptus trees freely that are located in our community now. Here is one of the original plot maps, the original plot map for Morro Bay. You can see that it was very cleverly laid out in a grid. So pretty simple in terms of what they want to do, but it actually works well for us and makes for some terrific four-way stops, right? Morro Bay, Franklin Riley is not only known for just being a developer here in Morro Bay, he is also known for planting our first urban forest. Many, 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 many of the eucalyptus trees that you see today circling our town, even in Montaña de Oro Forest, were planted as seedlings, given away as seedlings, and even just seeds, eucalyptus seeds, by Franklin Riley, who believed they would create a wind barrier and make for great farming and make the land more desirable for people to come and settle here. One of the largest and the oldest eucalyptus trees in the city of Morro Bay is actually located in the park where his original homestead is believed to be and is where we are asking you to rename the space. That's the proposed site. And if you don't know where that is, it's directly across from Tidelands Park, above the Embarcadero, on a bluff overlooking the Embarcadero, and actually this is some monarch butterfly habitat as well. So lots of monarch butterflies around there. And we are proposing that we place an informational sign at the park explaining who Riley was, and that the Historical Society would be willing to fundraise to pay for that and for the signage to rename the park. This is a hidden history project is part of our mission, is letting people know what the hidden history is of Morro Bay. And you can see that we just placed one in. It's called A Bridge to the Sandspit, and we'd like to do something very similar, if approved, for the Franklin Riley Park. So basically, we are asking for your support here tonight for the proposal that's ahead of you in your packet tonight and on your agenda item. And I will remain around for any questions that you might have. But we're excited to hopefully have your support here tonight. And I thank you. And remember, Historical Society Morro Bay, you can be a member if you'd like. You can join us. And we're doing some terrific things. And we have a great mission ahead for the city of Morro Bay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joan. I was wondering, does the staff have any updates on what Joan just brought up?
Nothing further than what's in your agenda packet tonight. And that'll be C1 item.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Joan. Oh, we have another member.
Hi. My name's Betty Winholtz. I used to be familiar with what what the Parks Commission did in Morro Bay, and then I think it kind of got reorganized and changed around, and you got different members from the city that sponsored you, and so now I think this year it's kind of a new deal. I want to tell you my concern, and then you can decide whether it's under your realm or if it's over in Public Works or not. My concern is with North Point, that parking lot area, the beginning of what we call Dog Beach, which goes north up towards Cayucas. And my concern has been that area has been let go with the drought, and it actually was clear cut a while ago, and anything that had survived the drought was just cut out. And so my concern is that area be brought back to color and to life. I know that there is an assessment district there, and there is money in the pot to do that. And it's been used for up to this point has been maintaining the road that leads into that Toro Lane, and it's nicely landscaped, but once you hit that parking lot, it looks like, you know, no man's land. And so I would like to encourage you, if this is still under your purview, to look at that area, see what we can do to bring it back to life and make it beautiful again. There's lots of good benches there. That's not a need. But what's needed is something done with the vegetation. And it is a natural area, so we don't want it to have sprinklers and all that kind of thing. But there are probably some things that can be done to bring back some color. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Betty. I think to clarify a little bit, it's what we do is we take any comments like this and we go present it with the PWEB. Does that know who it is? Public Works Department. And we work together with it, yes, and try to make things happen. So we'll forward that information over to them. And do you have any update?
Yeah, thank you for your comments, Ms. Winholtz. Yes, things have changed over the last few years with the Recreation and Parks Department. We are Recreation Services Division, and we no longer help to manage the parks themselves or maintain. But we are happy to take your comments and forward them to our Public Works Office for consideration.
Thank you. All right, now we'll go on to consent calendar. Do we have anybody who wants to pull any of the consents for consent? Seeing none. I'd like to have A3 polled for consent. And if no, do we have approval of A1 and A2? Does anybody want to approve it?
I move that we approve A1 and A2.
Thank you. Any seconds? Second? Been brought forward and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Okay, thank you. So then we're going to go down to C1 now, right? No?
Yes,
we're going to go to C1, and that's what Joan was talking about earlier, the process of naming public parks. Okay, Mr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, as we had discussed earlier, we're going to go ahead and you pulled item A3, and we're going to put that behind C1 so that we can go ahead and discuss the public property naming request while Joan is still here to field any questions if we still have them. So as you saw in her presentation, and what you have in your agenda packet is the formalized request coming from the Historical Society Morro Bay. This was at one time a resolution back from 1980, which was brought up in 2016 for a rewrite, but the the basic function of the rewrite was to put in an application process. That's what it was missing. So that is attached then as in your agenda packet for your review, as is the application itself. So basically what we're looking at here is to have a discussion with the Recreation and Parks Commission, getting your input on how you feel about moving forward with the renaming of or naming of this piece of land. And what we'll do is take your recommendation to our city council for their consideration as well. So you can go ahead and take it from here with discussion.
Okay, do we have any commissioners who would like to respond? Yes.
Yeah, I would think that I'm all in favor of it, especially because it's part of history of this area. And I think people that are going to be walking down in that area, and if they can see something and read about it and understand who Franklin Riley was and what he brought to this community, I think that would be outstanding. So myself, I'm in favor of seeing that.
To my left, anybody in comments? No. I agree. I think we need to let people know how we came about. I mean, it's part of history, and I think it's good, and it might improve that little area of the park, get some people come over and check it out, why it's there. And it's a great view overlooking Tidelands, and I'm all in favor of going ahead and approve the procedure.
I agree that it's great that there's like a group of residents like taking their own time and coming up with historical facts for us, and I think kids my age will be kind of glad to see that they're where like Morbay came from and who kind of took part of becoming this as a welcoming community.
Mr. Carmichael.
If the application is in as a part of your packet, if you have questions of Joan or the Historical Society of Morro Bay, you can ask them at this time if there's any further clarification that you might need, or if you're feeling good, then you can move forward with the motion to...
Hi, I have one question. And the park sounds great. I think the idea sounds great. I like the signage and everything. Will there be any beautification of the park? Will it be left as is? More native plants, or what do we have in mind there?
Okay. Sorry, I wasn't sure whether I'd come up and answer that. We don't have any plans for changing the park at all. As a matter of fact, because it has so many eucalyptus that have probably, well, it has, as I mentioned, one of the largest and oldest eucalyptus trees right on its edge, we feel that many of the eucalyptus trees along the bluff there are saplings from the original eucalyptus trees that he may have planted. We won't ever know, but we can guess, right? So that's not actually history. But the point is, we have no plans at all to change or interrupt the park at all. And we actually looked at what the park uses can be used for them. That's not one of the parks that is rented by the recreation department at all. It's kind there's a word for it, but it's a passive park. It's passive in terms of its use. It's for people to view the butterflies or the vistas, very natural state. And that's where we're at also. We just wanted to make sure that he had a park that was recognized, and this one falls in his original, what we believe to be his original homestead, and then some signage that's was our big plan.
Thank you, that clarified a lot. Do I have a motion to move ahead with this and forward it to the city council?
I move to forward it to city council.
Okay, and a second? Okay, we have a motion to move ahead with this and forward it to the city council for approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Now we'll go back to. Thank you, Joan, for the information. We appreciate that. And now we'll move back to A3, the motion we pulled.
Thank you, Chair Swain. So this year, our Rock to Pier run was held on July 15th. We had 1,067 participants register in both the Rock to Pier portion of the event as well as the half marathon. Our Rock to Pier run is celebrating its 48th year. It was started back in the 70s by Brian Waterbury and one of his college roommates, and they were looking for something to do after they finished their college running, and because there wasn't a whole lot of events back then. And so they got a group of friends together and started running on the beach, and they made it an annual event, and they were the precursors to the San Luis Distance Club. And in 1986, the city was asked by the Distance Club if we would want to take it on because it was getting too big for them. And so the city has organized the event since then. And in 2011, we added the half marathon. And so this was our sixth year of our half marathon. And, you know, it grows every year. It's also an event that has a lot of history in it, in that we had one gentleman, this year was his 41st year running the event. And so Brian Waterbury unfortunately passed away in 2003. So we renamed the event for him back in 2003 mm-hmm. after him. And his children and grandchildren were all part of the event this year, including his grandson, who's also named for him. And so it's great to see all these families and everyone that comes back year after year for this event. The winner of our Rock to Pier run, actually the men's side, was from Los Osos. And for the winner of the female winner of the half marathon was also from Morro Bay. So we had local participants here, plus participants all over California, all over the United States, some from as far away, with some coming from outside of the United States as well. So we have participants from everywhere. This is a enterprise service category event, so it needed to cover 100% of our cost, and we recovered 121%. So, which is really great. We provide the participants with transportation back from the pier if they did the Rock to Pier run. They have breakfast. We have T-shirts, and our half marathoners get a finisher's medal and a backpack as well. This year, our theme was finding Morro Bay with Dory. Yes, like Finding Nemo. And so every year our half marathon has had a different medal. And so this year it was Dory. We have a timing company because at an event this large and with having both the Rock to Pier run with the finish line in Cayucas and the half marathon with the finish line in Morro Bay, it's beyond what our staff can manage ourselves to time. So we do have a timing company come in. They did a great job, helped us with our packet pickup and everything like that. We had some great local businesses help us. Culligan Water provided all the water for the event. Shoreline Calvary Church cooked the breakfast for us and served it, which was awesome. Fitness Works came out and led a wonderful pre-event warm-up. And we had Bobby Santa Cruz and a couple of his brother and somebody else come up and play music for us for our event. So we had lots of local support for the event. And 3 Inc. designed the shirts. I basically go to them and say, this is kind of my idea, and they run with it, and they come up with great designs every year. We do have some program recommendations. We are using, it's really nice, our timing company this year, we had a new one. They were able to access the online registration portal that we used, and so it made our work reduced tremendously. We had over 950 of our participants register online. And so it was less paperwork and time on our side because they were just able to take the information from there and use it right away. So that was awesome for us. We also use volunteers as well as all of our kids camp staff. Our intern was out there as well. Our lifeguards were on our first aid station. So we used all of our city employees plus community volunteers, which we couldn't do this without. And we had police volunteers help as well this year. So we had, over 1,000 participants and at least that many spectators down on the beach that day.
Fantastic. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was at 24th Street walking on the beach, and I have to say that all levels of competition, fun, I saw the young man running back from the pier, heading yes. back to the rock, and he was like a rocket.
Yes.
And then families and people, some people had dogs that they were running with. You don't want to hear that, but it was there. Yeah. I think they might have joined in.
They
you know?
Might have joined in,
and,
yes.
But looked like everybody was at all levels was having a fantastic time. The weather was fantastic.
Yes.
And it was just a fantastic day uh-huh. and looked like, from my vantage point, a very successful
yes.
Event.
Any other commissioner responses? Okay. I think okay. also it's great to see, not only does it our event, but it also brings in a lot of revenue to the city. You know, a lot of
yes.
people come in and spend the night, mm-hmm. so they get up early and come down and run, and they even might stay the whole week. And I know some people yeah. came from Hanford to do this.
Yes.
So it's a great event, exposure for our city.
Right.
Plus, like I said, it made 120%, which yeah. we always love, helps mm-hmm. out everything.
Yes.
So all around, I think it's a great event, and I look forward to doing it every year, to have yes. us do it every year.
And Councilman Davis was our official starter this year, so he helped us out as well. And I just want to let everyone know that next year's event will be on July 14th. We have an 8:30 a.m. start. It's going to be a great tide. Should be a fast race. So.
Good. All right.
Yes.
Get the word out there. I think we'll have go up to maybe 1,500 runners.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Okay. Any other questions on consent A3? Do I have a motion to approve A3 in the consent?
So moved.
So moved. Second?
I'll second.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to approve A3. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Carries 5-0. Yeah, 5. Okay. Now moving ahead, we have business item C2. Mr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll continue with our updates at each one of our meetings regarding the swimming pool and what's taking place. Aside from what's listed here, I can touch briefly on some of these, but then give you a little more update of some other current events taking place or since we wrote this report. Today we met with our master's swim coach, the young man from Morro Bay High School who was going to be heading out that program for us, one of the programs that we're looking to have at the pool at Morro Bay High. And Karen and I did sit down with him today. There's quite a bit of interest from the staff at Morro Bay High to participate in a master's swim program. Tentatively, we're looking at Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5:45 in the morning. For you early birds, and basically the master swim program is for those who are experienced swimmers who are looking to have a coach kind of give them some extra drills, things like that, not necessarily there to improve your swim stroke, but more so to get a good workout. So he said there's close to about 20, I want to say, mm-hmm. yeah, 20 staff members that are interested in this. We'll combine that program along with our lap swim offering. But then these are still in the works right now, but wanted to let you know that we did meet with one of our instructors for a program that we would like to launch. I am trying to still work with the school district to set a meeting, and I hope to get one in next week to discuss the current status of the project as well as rental rates. We don't have a rental rate yet, so it's making it a bit cumbersome for us to be able to really come up with fees. Our fee schedule will be consistent with what you find out here in the marketplace as it is. So regardless of what the rental rate might be, we still need to be competitive with other swim programs. So we keep that in mind as we're moving forward with our programming. But again, trying to get that meeting arranged hopefully sometime next week. Additionally, and you'll find in this agenda packet, the Morro Bay Pool Survey
Is that what we phrased it? Let's see, and Zach put that one together for us. We're calling it the Morro Bay Recreation Services Pool Survey. So that's going to get out to the public very soon. And what I'm looking for is not necessarily quantity, but more quality of those responses. So I'm hoping, you know, that folks don't duplicate, you know, and submit a couple of them. Or, you know, if you're really not a swimmer, I'd rather you not, you know, fill this out. But I have a handful of folks that are from up and down the coast, Cambria down to Los Osos and Morro Bay, of course, Cayucas, who are going to assist us with distributing these, collecting them, and then bringing them back to my office. And I'd ask that your commission as well would go ahead and take some of these and get them out to folks that you think might be interested in swimming here at Morro Bay, and get those back to us, you know, as if you can, if you're interested in helping out along those lines. What we're trying to do is use this as a tool, not only to gather information from the public as far as, you know, what we want to offer, but then also as a kind of like a promotional PR type of a way to get the word out. You know, that we do field quite a few phone calls about the swimming pool, asking us what the current status is. And you know, unfortunately, you know, all my information or our information that we gather comes from the school district, so we'll do our best to answer, but refer to the school district for more specifics. At this time, they are a bit behind schedule, expecting that pool to be filled and possibly ready sometime in October, trying to capture, I think, the last boys water polo game. Yeah, so they want to make sure they can get one in under their belt. It's one thing to have the water in and all, but it takes a couple of weeks for it for the chemicals to you know, work their way through the system and for the maintenance staff there to really get a handle on maintaining the facility. Our challenge here is to try and hire the staff and have them poised and ready when we're ready to launch. We anticipate the opening of the facility and our first year to be a work in progress. I don't expect to come out with you know, every offering that we can have out there. We have to keep in mind that we are on cost recovery. So it's important for us to be able to capture revenue while we're spending our tax dollars here as well. So we're not going to come out, you know, full bore with everything at once. It's going to be, again, a work in progress. But again, our challenge, I think, is finding the staff that's going to be available for short periods of time throughout the day, especially at 5:30 in the morning. But again, those are just some of the hurdles that we have. And I'll defer to Karen if you have something you want to add on that, anything outside of really what's in the report now, or.
Yeah, just that we know we've got lots of different ideas. We will, from the survey, we will make our programming from the survey, but also just let everyone know that we are working on it. But, you know, until the pool is actually up and running, we really can't, budget, you know, what our costs are going to be. But we do have lots of different ideas, and, you know, definitely looking forward to, you know, being in the water.
Yes, Jeffrey.
I'm not sure if this would be an appropriate time to have any kind of discussion, because it sounds like everything's really still in the preliminary stages. But what popped into my mind very quickly was perhaps the coordination between the rec department and the elementary school programs, like we have rec basketball and things like that, possibly forming a partnership with the elementary schools to bring the kids into the pool run under the rec department. I don't know if that idea has surfaced yet or any talk like that.
Well, I can speak to that as far as summertime activities. Now, school year, that would be it possible that if they want to work a swim program into their PE class? Is that what you're thinking, Jeff?
I was thinking of personnel and the need for supervision and assistance. I'm not sure if the elementary schools would have the people to do that. Mm-hmm. And perhaps high school students could, or the lifeguard mm-hmm. individuals that we are looking at that have been trained could mm-hmm. be involved with that also. But some kind of a pull program, PE class would fine, but I'm not sure about getting kids from the elementary schools over to the high mm-hmm. school and things like that.
Are you looking more like a swim team or an introduction swim team and swim lessons? And
yeah, I'm not sure I'm at the level of full competition level, but certainly in an educational sense, getting kids in the pool and having them understand what swimming's about, and certainly water polo was a tremendous sport, and getting kids early on focused into that particular type of activity, things like that.
Along those lines, I could then speak to where you're going with that, Jeff. It's non-school time. We'll take the kids that participate in our kids camp summertime program and offer swim lessons through kids camp, so they can go ahead and either trolley down or take a van down to the pool and work with the kids that we already have captured in our program, and then offer this as well. So that's an angle we're looking at. And then along those lines too, with the high school kids, we'll be really drawing heavily from those kids that attend high school who are swimmers, who are interested in lifeguarding, and that's really where we're trying to push. And we spoke to the master swim coach this morning about that as well. So he'll make some efforts out there to help us recruit some of the high school kids to lifeguard. And again, along those lines, I did meet the other day with Cuesta College and the director of Workforce Economic Development and Community Programs, and he's very excited to have his staff work with us to help transition a number of the classes and programs that they're offering at Cuesta College at this time over to Morro Bay High School under the city's operations when the Cuesta College pool shuts down for maintenance. So we're looking at two pools in the area that will be closed soon for maintenance, and this is all part of the Measure D bond that went forward a few years ago, and that's why the pool at Morro Bay High is under construction, as well as using those dollars. But we'll see Cinchimer pool closed for maintenance, I understand, within the next couple months, I think. So these folks are going to be scrambling for a place to swim. But then in the spring of 18, next spring, Cuesta College will shut down for a year, and they're going to have a full rebuild. So all those folks, those programs, everything, we're going to see what we can do to bring them over to work under the city of Morro Bay and offer and continue these programs.
Sounds like a good idea. I was wondering, under Cuesta's, could they come over here under the Cuesta College thing, and then Cuesta pays us through the rec department? So it'd be under them for, like, to get credit through their Cuesta for PE, but it'd be through here, through us, and we get reimbursed for it? Is there anything kind of like that?
Those talks, I think, are about ready to take place. From the city's perspective, that's it's a touchy subject for us. Right. This is a high school swimming pool. And second priority, I'll say, after high school use comes City of Morro Bay and our use. Beyond that, then we'll start looking at other institutions or other private users. So I won't get too excited about wanting to bring over Cuesta College PE classes if they're going to impede upon our ability to use a swimming pool. However, once we're set with what we want to use and what our community would like to see us offer, then I'm fine. I'd love to have that. That makes sense to me. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Cuesta College renting the pool from Morro Bay, similar to how Morro Bay High School right now rents a pool from Cuesta College.
Okay. Sounds like a great opportunity for exposure for the city.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just let everybody know that swimming is an opportunity here, and they don't have to go to Cuesta or somewhere else. They can come right here, so that's great. Yeah.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. There's a lot of work to be done.
And I'm looking, we are really looking to provide activities and programs for the community that complements what's already out there. We don't want to compete with anything else that's already taken place. We don't want to take folks from other pools or whatnot. We want to complement. What we don't have at the Morro Bay High School swimming pool is a therapy pool. So that'll limit some of our activities. However, there's still a lot of action you can get in a cooler pool. Great workouts, aqua aerobics, aqua Zumba, things of that nature. So we're really trying to expand or think outside of the box and what are some new programs and activities we could bring in. So.
Sounds great. Mm. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
All right. Any other questions on anything so far? We'll move ahead to future agenda items. Does anybody have any future agenda items they'd like to bring up? No? I have one for Ms. Karen. Getting back to basketball. I saw in the paper where they're redoing the flooded gym.
Yes.
You think that might open an opportunity for us to get in there and do some basketball?
But I don't know whereabouts on the punch list it is, but eventually when the gym is back up operational, I am
check sure, it out.
Yes, we'll check it out.
Appreciate that.
Yes.
All righty. Seeing no further items, let's see. It is 7:07. I'd like to call our meeting. Well, first of all, our next meeting is September, help me out, 21st? September 21st, right here at the Vets Hall at 6 p.m. If you have any comments you'd like to, or anything you'd like to bring up about parks and rec, come on down. We'd love to have you here. And with that, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:08. Thank you.